Now let's hear the way that some North Carolinians spent the weekend of Hurricane Florence. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from the town of New Bern.
Accountant Mike Rogers, hammer in hand, spent Sunday tearing 2 feet of drenched drywall out of his CPA office in downtown New Bern.
At least it's not tax season, right?
He's trying to keep a good attitude after a foot of water flooded the storefront office. He's using fans to dry things out as colleagues remove files from the second story.
So it came in quick, left quick. We're trying to save as much as we can.
The front window is still boarded up with the spray-painted message, hashtag New Bern Strong. This historic town, where the Neuse and Trent Rivers meet, got a nearly 10-foot storm surge from Hurricane Florence. More than 400 people had to be rescued from the rising water. Boats from the harbor are now strewn on downtown streets. The rain had slowed to a drizzle by Sunday, and water had receded enough for some people who had evacuated to get back in to see the damage. William Donaldson came back to find his one-story brick apartment condemned.
I lost literally everything, pretty much, except for, clothes is dirty. I'm washing that. Everything else, though, is gone. Everything.
The water line on the apartment wall is 4 feet high. A soupy black muck is left behind, covering everything.
It's got a smell now, I'm telling you. It's nasty because it's like sewage water everywhere.
The kitchen counter is buckled from where the rushing water wrenched it from the cabinets below. His fish survived, so Donaldson is transferring them from his aquarium to a cooler to take along with his dirty clothes to a friend's house, where he'll stay until he can regroup. That could be a while. The downtown restaurant, where he's a cook, was also inundated. New Bern, North Carolina's first state capital, has seen its share of hurricanes. But even the old-timers say Florence was something else.
I've never seen downtown bad. Never have I seen downtown like that.
Margaret Volney is 92 years old, a New Bern native. She says she's only seen it worse during Hurricane Hazel in 1954.
I still have water marks on my crystal from that hurricane.
Volney evacuated to a local hotel because of all the trees around her house. She says she's not been able to return because a big tree fell on a live power line in her yard.
Basically, we're all right. You know, it's going to be a lot of cleanup, but we'll survive. This is part of life. And, you know, it's just another hurricane.
Volney has come downtown to check on her nieces, who rode out Florence in their historic Victorian home, circa
1884.
Julie Mitchell and her sister Debbie Edwards grew up in this house. When I arrived, Edwards was peeling masking tape from the front windows.
Oh yeah, we had to tape them up. Make sure if the glass breaks, it sticks, you know, it stays together. It doesn't shatter.
They did not evacuate.
Well, we never leave. We never leave.
Mitchell says the house is never flooded, so they stayed and watched the storm come in. Their street turned into a raging river.
It has never been like this.
We had white caps in front of
the
house.
Yeah, we did. We sat here and watched the white caps.
Edward says her truck had water nearly to the top of the wheelbase, but it never reached the house. The sisters cooked meals in the gas fireplace for the 3 days they had no power. They have several downed trees and a damaged fence, but otherwise escaped the worst. So did Pam Scott and Larry Gold, who live on a canal that leads to the Trent River. They had evacuated and returned home Sunday to find that the storm surge came up to the fourth step that leads to their townhouse, but never got inside.
I am so thankful. I don't know how we escaped this.
They have minor damage in the yard and garage, and a car took on water. The couple has only lived in New Bern for 4 months. They were quick to heed the evacuation order.
I'm glad I left. I'm really glad because I felt safe.
Gold says he's been heartened to see people coming together to help New Bern in the disaster.
Regardless of what their backgrounds are, who they are, people coming from, you know, up and down the East Coast to lend a hand with a flatboat, saving these people. That makes, I hope, everybody stop and think, wow, there is civility left in this country.
Now those volunteers are moving their rescue boats inland, where some rivers are forecast to crest later this week at levels nearly double flood stage. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Bern, North Carolina.